The title of the lesson, beginning in verse 1 of chapter 11 of the book of Romans, is The Election of Grace. You know, most people who claim to be Christian, I don't think I'm exaggerating to say that most people either despise the biblical doctrine of election, or they don't really know anything about it. And a lot of times they'll try to discredit the biblical doctrine of election by claiming that it's a doctrine of pride. Oh, you think you're elect? You see, that kind of thing. The chosen few. And then they talk about the chosen few and the disposable majority. But first of all, the thing that we have to understand is that the doctrine of unconditional election is in the Bible. And whatever it says about it, that's the way it is, whether you like it or I like it or whatever. You know, this is one of the things when I came to really start studying the Bible, and I didn't, you know, when I really began to study the scriptures, I came to see, well, I don't want to put something in there that's not there, and I don't want to ignore anything that is there. But at the time, I didn't have a good motive. I've told y'all how I went to the Bible to study the scriptures to prove a gospel preacher wrong. And so when I began to see these things, you know, I didn't like them, and I even confessed loudly, I don't believe it. I just don't believe the Bible. But I do now, you know, and that change didn't come about of my own free will. Didn't come about because of my goodness. But here's the point, you know. I saw early on that whether I believe the Bible or not, this is what the Bible says. And so the doctrine of election, you know, the Lord, go back to Romans 9 just for a minute. The doctrine of election is set from Genesis to Revelation, but here's one of the best explanations of it concerning Jacob and Esau. You know how the story, we studied this. Verse 11, it says, "For the children, being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil." Now that removes all pride if you understand the doctrine of election biblically. In other words, he's talking about Jacob and Esau. Now people say, well, he's talking about nations. Well, you know, get off. That's just a diversion is all. Jacob have I loved, Esau have I hated. Lord, why did you love Jacob? No reason. It wasn't because he did any good or evil. Jacob was a sinner and deserved nothing but God's hatred. Then, God, why did you hate Esau? Well, it had nothing to do with Esau doing good or evil. See, all this came about. But Esau was a sinner and deserved, and God gave him what he deserved. But God decided not to give Jacob what he deserved. Now, you say, well, I don't like that. Well, okay, take it up with God. Because he's the one you've got to deal with there. It's not me. So, and it says here, it says, before they having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to election might stand. Did you hear that? That the purpose of God according to election might stand, not of works, but of him that calleth. It's all of God. And he says down in verse 15, here's the reason. He said to Moses, I'll have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I'll have compassion on whom I will have compassion. And that's God's way of doing things. And I didn't write these words. These are words that Paul wrote under inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And so it's basically a situation, you know, of saying, you know, this is the way God is. Now shut up and go on. Really? Now, you know, this is the way it is. Now deal with it. You know, you say, well, I don't believe it. Well, God says it's true.